This part of North Dakota was once described as a sea of grass that had many people driving their livestock here to take advantage of that feed source each spring to fall. The story of those trails and that grazing route is this edition of the American Countryside.
What's the first thing you do in the morning? For many farmers and ranchers, it's checking weather and market updates. Make AgWeb Daily Newsletter part of your morning routine, not only bringing you essential news and weather updates, but also covering topics such as smart farming and agriculture's next generation. And each weekday, stay informed and stay ahead with AgWeb Market Weekly. Whether you're at home or in the field, AgWeb Market Weekly keeps you connected and competitive.
Delivered straight to your inbox. Subscribe to both today at agweb.com/newsletters and never miss a beat.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete, to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
In the later 19th century, this area of southwestern North Dakota was a destination for some, a crossing point for others.
The cattle trails were moving up through here in the mid-1800s, but there wasn't really settlement here in Bowman County until the early 1900s.
As Gene Newdell at the Pioneer Trails Regional Museum in Bowman, North Dakota explains, some called this area a sea of grass, a place for open grazing where thousands of cattle spent time in the summers from the 1860s to the 1880s before fences began to go up.
They were running that big cattle trail from Texas up, and there's lots of wide open spaces and grazing lands. So they would start the big ranches. It's mostly cattle ranches, but there are some bison ranches in the area. Sheep were a big thing for a while. They're not quite as big anymore.
The town of Bowman was settled in 1907. Before its establishment, a number of trails, not just for grazing cattle, passed through this area.
Lots of military exploration trail, fur trade, and then lots of railroad surveys were going through here as they were trying to plot a route across the country.
Those trails, about 24 in number, are highlighted here at the museum. Of course, there were Native Americans living here long before those trails crossed this place. You can find historical traces of those cultures as well.
The petroglyphs are mostly down in the Cave Hills of South Dakota, so just over the border in Harding County. Some of those are publicly accessible, some of them are on private land.
An even earlier chapter of history here is that of the dinosaurs and other ancient animals that is being uncovered. In fact, paleontology is important here today, and visitors can experience it themselves. That part of the story next time as we travel the countryside in Bowman, North Dakota. I'm Andrew McRae.